Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about rent your used heavy equipment. Again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good used quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. It is pointless to acquire assets that make no use of it. As long as the asset is of use to you or it generates some sort of income, it can be called as an asset. But the moment you keep the item without gaining any monetary benefits in return or do not use it at all, it no longer remains an asset and has every chance to turn into a liability. Heavy equipment is such a needed requirement in the entire construction sector. However, you do not need one machine to do all types of work. This means that once you need is done with the heavy equipment, it will remain idle for months. The best way to generate income on an idle machine is to rent it out to people who will make good use of it and will also pay you money for using that machine. You will come across a lot of many people who will be ready to pay you handsomely for using your heavy equipment. It is because no one wants to spend a fortune in buying a machine and then keep it idle once they see that the use of it is over. You know, the market to rent used heavy equipment is huge. You should have multiple revenues or avenues through which you can rent your heavy equipment. You can catch a hold of a broker or a company that deals with renting heavy equipment, list it online on a heavy equipment portal, or simply check out your own and see if you can get a hold of someone who would be interested in to use your heavy equipment on a rental basis. You know, if you're a construction company and you have a lot of equipment, you never know. You know, those rental houses that might be able to help you out on that. You know, they might want to take your sticker off, put another sticker on, but you know, you never know. Number one, heavy equipment broker companies. These companies deal with buying diluted heavy equipment and then refurbish it by changing its vital parts, and once that is done, they either sell it off to a new customer or let it out. They buy those old heavy equipment at a comparably lower price and give it new life by changing the entire look of the machine, adding a few additional features, thus also increasing the price of a completely junk item. Once that is done, they do not see the hassle in letting it out to small construction companies. These guys can be approached if you want to let out your heavy equipment. The machine needs not to be with them, but you can hand over pictures of the items of the heavy equipment to them, and they will find a guy or gal who wants to rent it on a rental basis. You know, it's just all about talking to people. And lastly, list your heavy equipment online. You know, that's one of the easiest places. There's plenty of portals out there, or create your own website. There are plenty of online portals available that deal with letting out heavy equipment machines. They charge a minimal fee to provide online services. All you have to do is list the machine after putting some pictures of it on a portal. Provide your contact details so that interest prospects can reach you and come in inspect the machine at the time convenience to you. If they like to go with it, you should prepare an agreement that would state all necessary causes and should be signed by all parties. You know, again, you know, if you're looking to help yourself out on that when your machines are idle, call someone like that or get it listed on our website. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.